And the next question is always, so what are they saying over there? And they point to someone about 50 feet away.
So, a distinguished panel of horses' mouths, and by no means least, evolutionary biologist Philip Lieberman, who is truly the world's greatest oral historian, because it is he, more than any other, who estimated the length of time that human hardware has been capable of doing what I am doing now, which started among hominids about 50 to 80,000 years ago.
The tongue, which initially, in a newborn or ape, isn't long, thin body entirely in the mouth, and then the tongue begins changing its shape. Mouth is getting shorter, and the tongue is moving down into the throat, so it produces this vertical section, and that's what you need to produce vowels like an E or an U, or for that matter, an A.
E, U, and A. Sounds that were tens of thousands of years in the making, finally made possible by the apparatus that Lieberman described, and dated to between 50 and 80,000 years ago. Vocalizations modified above the vocal cords in the supralaryngeal vocal tract, or SVT.